B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Chof Tes. We're going to start 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. And this takes us back to our Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. What did we see in the Mishnah? We saw in the Mishnah that they would first confirm that it was morning. And how would they do that? Somebody would go up on a roof or on a high wall and confirm, as we learned in the previous sugya. Why was it so important to do this? And why did they institute such a process? So the Mishnah says because at one point they got confused between the light of the moon that had come up early morning and penetrated through the clouds, and they couldn't see that it was the moon and not the sun, and they shechted the Korban Tomid and then realized it was not yet morning and it was possible v'hoitzi'u lebeis hasreifa. Immediately afterwards it says ha'iridu kohen gadol lebeis hatvila, that the kohen gadol was taken down to the Beis HaTvila, to go to the mikveh, where before he would start doing the avodah. Says the Gemara, shochtu es hatomid, etc., as we just said. So the question is, says the Gemara, Amos, when is it talking about? It seems from the Mishnah that there's one continuation. There was this issue that they once made a mistake, and they shechted the Korban Tomid too early, and the Korban Tomid had to be burnt in the Beis HaSreifa, could not be put on the Mizbeach because it was possible. And immediately following that, it says, Hayridu Kohen Gadol LeBeis HaTvila. So from the flow of the Mishnah, it seems that this incident actually happened on Yom Kippur, that they got confused between the light of the moon and the light of the sun, and they thought it was day when it wasn't really day. So the Gemara is saying, Amos, Ileimu B'Shayim Mois HaShana, if it's talking about the rest of the year and not Yom Kippur, then why does it say immediately afterwards, Hayridu Kohen Gadol LeBeis HaTvila? Where does the Kohen Gadol come into it? Lo Yisagya Delav Kohen Gadol, the rest of the year, we know it's nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. Any Kohen would be prepared to do the Korban Tomid and to do the Avodah. As we've discussed, there was the pious and they did what they did. But nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. So why is the Mishnah mentioning Hayridu Kohen Gadol LeBeis HaTvila? It seems that this whole incident happened on Yom Kippur. But here we have an issue with that. Then Yom Kippur time is the time of the year, it's the season of the year where the moon never comes up at the end of the night. The moon comes up much earlier, and there is no such thing on Yom Kippur as the moon coming up just at the end of the night, and you'd get confused between the light of the moon and the light of the sun and think it's day when really it's night. There's no such thing. Says the Gemara Hochi Komar. The truth is that you have to split up the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is telling us that the Kohen Gadol, that somebody would go up on the wall and he would be asked if it was already light. He would confirm that, and that's it. Why did they do all that? Because Pamachas, there was one such an incident. When did that incident happen? That incident happened whenever it happened. Nothing to do with Yom Kippur. And then Hayridu Kohen Gadol LeBeis HaTvila is going back on when the Mishnah said that they would confirm that Barkoi, that it's already dawn, it's already day. As soon as it was confirmed that it was day, at that point they would take the Kohen Gadol down. So these words, Hayridu Kohen Gadol LeBeis HaTvila, are not a continuation from that Korban Tomid that got messed up. Rather, it's a continuation from the beginning when it says, Horoya Oimer Barkoi, that the one on top of the roof says, and confirms it's day. As soon as he does that, the Kohen Gadol would go to the mikveh, and that's true even on Yom Kippur. Hochi ka'omar ubiyoyim ha'kipurim ki omar borak borkoi, when as soon as the person on top of the wall said that it's dawn, it's light, hayridu Kohen Gadol lebeis hatvila, then the Kohen Gadol would be taken to the base hatvila. Continues the Gemara, Tonya avur de Rabbi Ovin, loizu bilvad omru, not only is the shechita of a korban at night possible, and if one does it, then the korban has to be nisraf, has to be taken to the Beis HaSreifa and cannot be put on the Mizbeach. Elo af melika sa'oif, what they would do instead of shechita with the birds, they wouldn't shech the birds, they would do melika, which was a different procedure than shechita. But if one does that on a bird, then that's the same as shechita, and if it's done at night, it's possible. Or kmitzas mincha, and so too, taking the fistful or the three fingers full of the mincha, and that would be the part of the mincha that's put on the mizbeach. If that's done balaylo at night, also tisarif, it's the korban is possible. Says the Gemara, in response to what Avuah de Reb Avin said, Bishleim Oilasa Oif, regarding the Korban Oilasa Oif, where they did Malika, Maida Hava Hava, we can understand, it's possible. You did it at night, the bird is now, it's dead, it's been Nimlak, and there's nothing you can do, it's possible. Elo Koimetz, but when you're talking about the Koimetz, which is taking a little bit of the flour and the ingredients of the mincha and putting it onto the, or separating, taking the koimetz and taking it aside from the rest of the flour, doing that at night, why should that render the entire korban as possible? Nihadra, you put that bit of flour back into the rest of the flour, v'nihadra v'nikamta b'yom mama, and just take the koimetz again when it's day. Why do you have to put the whole korban and say it's possible? Hu toni lo v'hu omar lo. So the same person who asked the question answered that kli shoris mekatrim afilu shaloi bizmanoi. That since after you take the koimetz, you put it into a kli shoris, which are the kelim which are kodesh for the Beis HaMikdash, and when one puts it into the kli shoris, it actually becomes kodesh b'kdushas haguf, and from that point on, once you've already done that, then it does not become, you cannot undo that. You cannot undo it. The koimetz itself is kodesh. Whatever's left is the shiraim. And you can never make it tevel again. It's called tevel. A korban mincha before koimetz is like produce before taking chumas and maestros. It's called tevel. Once you've taken the flour and put it into a klei shoros, and the klei shoros has determined that this part of the korban is now kodesh, then that's it. This is the Kodesh part, the rest is the Shiraim part, and that cannot be undone. And since that cannot be undone, you cannot put it back, and that's why the whole Korban is posel. That's a basic reading of the Gemara according to Rashi, and the Rishonim here are very busy. There's a lot of issues here, but this is how we understand the Gemara. And now the Gemara is going to challenge this concept of Klei Shoris Mekadshim Afilu Sheloi Bizmanoi. We're talking here about it's nighttime. In the daytime, I can understand. You do the Koimetz and you put it into the Klei Shoris. The Klei Shoris will make whatever's put into it have a Kedusha Saguf, and it will be called Klei Shoris Mekadshim Afilu on time, Bizmanoi. What's that Afilu Sheloi Bizmanoi? We're talking here about taking the Koimetz when? At night, Balailo. Balailo is not a time for Avodah. So there's a chiddush here that the Klei Shoros are Mekadosh, even Shalei Bizmanoi. Otherwise, it wouldn't become possible. And we're going to challenge that now, Meisvei. Ze'aklal, the rule is, Kol HaKoriv Bayoim, any Korban or any Avodah that has to be done during the day only. For example, the Menochis, the Levoino, Rashi brings the Dam, the Ktoires, Kodesh Bayoim, then the Klei Shoros will only be Mekadosh it. That means when these things, the mincha, the levoino, the dam, and the k'tiris, is put into klei shoros, the klei shoros will only be mekadish it and make it into kedushas haguf only in the day. V'chol ha'koriv balaylo, and anything which can also be done at night, for example, says Rashi, the minchas nesochim, when the mincha is brought, not together with the korban, it's a complicated sugya, it's not for here, it's a sugya in menachos, but there are certain types of minchas nesochim which are allowed to be put on the mizbeach, even at night. So those, we're going to skip a line now. Kodesh bein bayayim bein balayla. Then the klei shoros is mekadish them by day and by night. So that's what we saw there. This is a sugya in Temura and Menachos. Ktonim is. So what do we see from here? That kol ha'koriv bayayim, anything which can only be brought onto the mizbeach to be nikrav in the day, kodesh bayayim, will only become kodesh in a klei shoris by day, bayoim in, by day yes, balayla loy, not by night. And since the koimetz of the mincha is one of them, then how can you say that if you put the koimetz of the mincha into the klei shoris at night, the klei shoris is mekadoshit, it's not mekadoshit by night, and if the klei shoris is not mekadoshit, the question comes back, why do you have to passel the whole mincha, take that flour, put it back into the mincha, and take the koimetz in the daytime? Says the Gemara, Dilma Einei Kodesh, this that we said, that the Klei Shoros doesn't make it Kodesh, that means an Avodah that has to be done in the day, and you put it into the Klei Shoros at night, doesn't become Kodesh, it's only Legabe to be able to become Nikrav, to put it on the Mizbeach afterwards, that you're not allowed to do. However, Aval Kodesh Liposil, it could well be that the, even the Shulei Bizmanoi, the Klei Shoros is Mekadosh it, in as much as that from this point on, it has all the halachis of something which is Kodesh Kedushas Haguf. And Rashi says, what does that mean? Likorev means to be kosher, to put it onto the Mizbeach, but it's that may be that not, if it's Shalei Bizmanoi, but Kodesh li es mukhshar ba'oise kedusha li posel l'tvul yoyim, if a tvul yoyim touches it, it becomes posel, mukhus kippurim touches it, becomes posel, if it's yoytza, if it gets taken out of the azor, it becomes posel, belina, if it's left over, it becomes posel, and Rashi explains that over here, what happened is, that since the Klei Shoros is Mekadosh on some level, in as much as to make it possible, that means that it's already Kodesh enough that the next morning, as soon as the night finishes, that whatever's in the Klei Shoros and was not put on the Mizbeach actually becomes possible Belino. As we saw, that Amud HaShachar Oyselino V'Nifseles B'Kmitzas Laila She'ein Chozeres Oy L'Tivlo. So Rashi explains, when you put the koimut into this kli, then it's mekadosh enough that by the time it comes to the morning, then it's going to become posel belina. So it's true that we saw that anything which is kol hakoriv bayoyim, kodesh bayoyim, it will only become kodesh in the klei shoris by day, but that's only as far as being kodesh to be allowed to put it onto the mizbeach. But that we say, that doesn't happen. If you put it into klei shoris at night, that doesn't pass. But in order for it to become posel and for it to have some level of kedusha, of course it does. And therefore, the koimut that was put into this klei shoris at night is going to become posel, and the whole mincha is going to become posel. Continues the Gemara, so another question. Mosiv Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira asked another question. Sider es alechem, we learned in Menachos that if they put the lechem upon him onto the shulchan, ve'es abzichin, and the spoons of the levoino that accompanied the lechem upon him, they didn't do it on Shabbos as they were supposed to. When are you supposed to put the lechem upon him on? On Shabbos morning, they would put the new lechem upon him on the shulchan, remove the old lechem upon him, remove the old spoons with the levoino, put the levoino on the mizbeach, and then they would be able to eat, distribute the lechem upon him and eat it. What happens if somebody put the lechem upon him on, not on Shabbos, but on Achar HaShabbos, on Sunday morning, they put the breads on, and that's not a time to put the bread on. So now the shulchan is considered a klei shoris, and putting the breads on the shulchan means that we need the shulchan to be mekadosh the breads as a klei shoris. And over here he put it there, shaloi bizmanoi. The zmanoi, the time to put it into this klei shoris, onto the shulchan, is on Shabbos. They put it on Sunday. V'hikdir es habezichin b'Shabbos. And then the following Shabbos, they took the bezichin and put it on the mizbeach. Then that's not good enough. We're not going with the word psula, but it's not good enough. That means if on Sunday you put the breads on the mizbeach, then it's not good enough. And even if you put the bezichin afterwards, the following Shabbos on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to eat those breads. Why? Because they've not been on the shulchan for a whole week. Only breads that were put on Shabbos, the following Shabbos, can be removed and eaten. Here they were not put on Shabbos. These breads cannot be eaten. The bezichin you put on the mizbeach, okay, it's too bad, you put it on the mizbeach, it's too late, but it doesn't help anything. Ketzad yase, what should he do in order that these breads should be able to be eaten? Yanichenu l'Shabbos habo, leave them on another 7 days, till the following Shabbos, and then you'll have new spoons of levoina, and for the following Shabbos. Shafilu omdu al shulchan yomim rabim, because the breads, even if they sit on the shulchan for many days, ein bekach klum, it doesn't make it possible. So that is what we saw in Maseches Menachos. Says the Gemara, Va'amai, why do you say that you can leave the breads there and just leave it there for the extra 7 days and use them the next Shabbos, and then they'll have been on for 7 days? Tikdosh, why don't you say, if you said before, what did we say? The second line of the Amud, Kli Shoris Mekachim Afilu Shalei Bizmanoi, at least Liposil. As we saw from the Gemara, just answered that before, Kodesh Liposil. So over here, when did you put the breads onto the Shulchan? Shaloi Bizmanoi, on Sunday, not on Shabbos. And we said V'tiposil. And we said that if it's Shaloi Bizmanoi, it's Sidur, it's called Sidur. You arrange the breads, Shaloi Bizmanoi, it should become Posel, because Klisharis Mekachim Afilu Shaloi Bizmanoi. And since since the Klei Shoras is Mekadosh it, then when is it Mekadosh it? When you put it on. When you put it on, at the wrong time. If it's the wrong time, it's possible. So if you can just ignore it, if you say that Klei Shoras is not Mekadosh Elei Bizmanoi, then you just say, just ignore it. So it was on the table, but nothing happened. And however they're going to have to work it out, it will become kosher later on, because somehow, Rashi explains, then the following Shabbos you'll take off the breads and you'll put the breads back on. And that means that's what we're going to see soon. And then it will be kosher. But if you say that Klei Shoras are mekadshim afilu shelo bizmanoi, then these breads, when you put them on Sunday, then the Klei Shoras was mekadosh them. And virtue of the fact that they became kodosh in the Klei Shoras at the wrong time, that's already a psul. So why do you say just leave them there another week and then you can eat them? It should be possible. That's the question of the Gemara. Omar Rava. Rava said that Yurub Zeira Manda Kamoisiv. Yurub Zeira asked this question. Shapir Kamoisiv, you asked a very good question. However, the question is not against Avua Derb Ovin. Because what happened? We started the Gemara. Avua Derb Ovin said over a Brisa. What did it say in the Brisa? That if you do the Kmitza of the Mincha at night, it becomes posel. And then Avuah de Reb Ovin asked a question, why is it posel? Just put it back. And Avuah de Shmuel said that it's apparent in that braisa that Klei Shoras mekadshim afilu shelo bizmanoi. And now Yurub Zeira asking from this braisa that we just saw now, that by the lechem aponim, if you put the breads on Sunday, it doesn't become posel. So that's a good question, but it's nothing to do with Amiroim. It seems to be a contradiction between the Mishnah that we just saw now, Sidur es Alechem, that by Lechem Aponim, that Shaloi Bizmanoi, the Shulchan, was not Mekadish, the breads, and the Braisa that Avuah de Reb Ovin mentioned, that by the Kmitzas HaMincha at night, that it does become posel. That's a contradiction and needs attention. We need to answer the two. Va'avuah de Reb Ovin, nami masnita ka'omar. Yurub Zeira asking from a Mishnah, Avuah de Reb Ovin, who came up with this idea of Klei Shoras mekadshim afilu shelo bizmanoi, was based on a braisa. How can we conciliate between the two? Says the Gemara, Ukesovar laylo ein mechusar zman, yoim mechusar zman. There's a fundamental difference between the braisa of the kmitza that you did at night and the lechem aponim that you did on Sunday. Sunday is the wrong day. The time to put the lechem aponim on is Shabbos. If it's the wrong day, the Klei Shoras is not Mekadosh. The Klei Shoras is not Mekadosh at all, so the breads don't become posel. It's not considered Sidur Shelo Bizmanu. You didn't arrange the breads on the Shulchan Shelo Bizmanu. It's just as if they were there, as if, I don't know, we're soon going to see. It's like a monkey put it there. There was nobody who arranged them in a posel fashion, because it was done on the wrong day. And Klei Shoras is not Mekadosh. However, in the case of the Mincha, the Braisa that the Avuah de Reb Ovin started with, there the Kmitza was done at night. Night means that today, it was a Mincha that was going to be done the next day. And this is just the night. It happens to be, there's Halacha, you can't do Shechita at night. But the night itself is not called a Mechusar Zman. It's the right time. As in, it's the right date, we should say. It's the right day of the week. It's the right date. It just happens to be. You have to wait for the day to start. And therefore, Klei Shoras will be Mekadosh. That's what it means. Laila in Mechusar Zman. Night is not called Mechusar Zman. Yoim, if it's the wrong day, Mechusar Zman. And if it's Mechusar Zman, then Klei Shoras is not Mekadosh at all. Laila is not Mechusar Zman, so Klei Shoras will be Mekadosh, at least regarding Livsoil, if not Likoriv. As we saw before, says the Gemara, okay, so if you're saying that putting the breads on the Marocha, Shelo Bizmanoi, which is the wrong day, is not considered that you arranged the Lechem Aponim, so how can you just leave it there for another week? What's going to happen? Kimoto Beishimshi, as soon as Friday night, that means on Sunday you put the breads on, fine, is Shelo Bizmanoi, the Klei Shoras wasn't Mekadosh. When is Klei Shoras Mekadosh? At the night before the day that it's supposed to be put on. When is that? When are the breads, Lechem Aponim, supposed to be put on the Mizbeach? On Shabbos. So Friday night is already not Mechusar Zman, because Lailu Lav Mechusar Zman. So Kimote Beishimshi, as soon as the Friday night, that first Friday night, 6 days after the Shabbos arrives, then Tikdoish V'Tifsel. You're not allowed to put the breads on the lechem aponim on Friday night. You have to put them on Shabbos day. So it's true that what you did on Sunday was Shulei Bezmanu, we ignore that. But now it's Friday night, the breads are on the Shulchan. If the breads are on the Shulchan, then they're going to become posel. Because it's as if you put them there on Friday night, and if you put them there on Friday night, it's like taking the koimetz in the night. And it's going to be posel. Omar Ravina, Shekodam Vesilkoi. Ravina says that before the next Shabbos, before the onset of Shabbos, before Friday night, they actually took the breads off the Shulchan. And then only the following day, on Shabbos, they put the breads back onto the Shulchan. So then they were not on the Shulchan on Friday night. So they were not posel. That's one idea. He says, even if you didn't take them off on before Shabbos, since when you put them on the table, on the Shulchan, which was on Sunday, it was Shaloika Mitzvasi, it was Mechusar Zman, it's Nase Kamosha Sidre Akoif. It's just as if a kaif, a monkey, put them on the table, and that's not a type of sidur, which is called sidur bipsul. And therefore, it's not going to become posel. And it's not like the koimetz that you took at night. You actually did the kmitz at night and put it into the klei shoros at night. There we say, klei shoros mekachin, afilu shlei bizmanu, because lailo is not called mechusar zman. Here, I didn't do anything at night. It just happened. It was there. When did I put it there? On Sunday. Sunday was not shlei bizmanu. Now, the problem is that in order for lechem aponim to be kosher, you do have to arrange them at the right time. So Rashi says, Shabbos morning will come, now you'll have to take the breads off and put them back on, now you're mesadra in the right time, and then the following week, with the bezichin that you're going to put on that Shabbos, when you rearrange these breads, then the following week you'll be able to eat the lechem aponim, as we saw in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah in Menachos that the Gemara quoted. Continues the Gemara. Zeh klal hoyo b'mikdosh. It's taking us to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there was a rule in the Beis HaMikdosh that kol ha-meisach es raglov, anybody who moved their bowels or relieved themselves, ta'on tvila, has to go to the mikvah. V'chol ha-matil mayim, anyone who urinates, ta'on kiddush yudayim raglayim, has to wash his hands and feet from the waters of the kiyor. Says the Gemara, zeh klal hoyo b'mikdosh. Bishleima raglayim. The Gemara is saying if somebody urinates, so what does it say in the Mishnah? He has to wash his hands and his feet. So the Gemara says, I can understand why you should have to wash your feet. Mishum nitzaitzis, because there might be little droplets of urine on the Kohen's feet, and you have to wash them away. Elo yodayim maitama, why should you have to wash your hands? Omer ba'aba, zoyse meres. From here we see that mitzvah leshafshe, if there's a mitzvah to rub off any of the droplets that are left on the person's on his feet or on his body, he has to rub them off. Why would he have to rub them off? This is proof to what Rab Ami said. A person's not allowed to leave the bathroom with nitzotzes, with droplets of urine on his feet, because it looks as if there's something wrong with his system, and people might say that if he's suffering from that type of illness called krus shofcha, then there's a good chance that his children are mamzerim, and this is discussed elsewhere. And to avoid that, one has to make sure that there's no droplets left on the person's feet when leaving the bathroom. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Papa, Tsoya Bimkoima. And the Mefarshim discuss how exactly this sugya comes in here, but we don't need to go into that. Tsoya bimakoima. If somebody, he moves his bowels and there's some excrement that's left in the area of his body where the bowels moved and where they left his body, in that area, if there's a little bit of excrement still left on his body. So Rav Papa says, also likreis kriyas shema. You're not allowed to read the Shema in such a situation, it's inappropriate. Asks the Gemara, hey chadomi, in what situation are we talking about? Edeniris, is it clearly visible? The excrement is clearly visible on the external part of his body? Pshita, of course you're not allowed to read the Kriya Shema in that way. And this is based on the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof Beis Amud Alef, that if a person's got excrement on his body, he's not allowed to read the Shema. Edeloi niris, if the excrement that we're talking about, bimakoima, is right inside, it hasn't even left his body yet. Torah wasn't given to Malachi Asharis. It's impossible for a person to be that careful that even right inside the area that is inside, there should be no excrement there. That's not possible. So when was Rav Papa referring to? Says the Gemara, Loitzricha, that Rav Papa needed to say his alocha only in a case of the Yoshev Veneris, that when he's sitting down and the area is widened a little bit, then one can see the excrement stuck on his on his flesh. Oimid, however, when the person stands up and the area closes a little bit, then Ve'eino Neiris, then it cannot be seen. Asks the Gemara, Umayshno mitzoyo al besoroi. I don't understand you, Rav Papa. Why is this halacha of tzoyo bimkoima that you can only see, that you only see it when a person is sitting, but when he's standing, not? Why is it different to the topic of tzoyo bimkoima, tzoyo al besoroi? If you have tzoyo excrement anywhere on his flesh, on a person's body, the itma that we learned in Brachos Daf Chof Hei, tzoyo al besoroi. If a person's either got excrement on his body or he's put his hands into lavatory, into the bathroom, Rav Huna Omar, Mutali Kriyas Kriyas Shema. Rav Huna says you're allowed to read the Kriyas Shema. Rav Chisda Omar, Osali Kriyas Kriyas Shema. And Rashi explains that Rav Chisda says that the reason you're not allowed to read Kriyas Shema like that is because Kolatz Moisai Toi Marano. But when does Kolatz Moisai Toi Marano apply? Only when it's clearly visible. Not when it's only visible when he's sitting down. And therefore, says Rashi, Rav Chisda would agree that in this case that Rav Papa is talking about, that the excrement is only visible when he's sitting down, then Rav Chisda would agree that that would not stop a person from being able to read the Kriyas Shema. If so, you, Rav Papa, you're arguing also with Rav Hina, also with Rav Huna, also with Rav Chisda. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara, and that's how the Ritva actually explains Rashi. So we have a question. The Rav Papa says Tzoyo Bimkoimo is also likris Kriyas Shema, even if it's only visible when he's sitting down. And this seems to contradict Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. Answers the Gemara, Bimkoimo nofish zuamo. You're right that in other parts of the body, this may not apply. The reason that Rav Papa was machmir was because it's bimkoimo, it's in that particular area. It hasn't yet left the body completely and been exposed to the air in order to be able to air out and become a little bit less foul. And therefore, since nofish zuamo, then therefore Rav Papa was machmir there. Sheloi bimkoimo, loi nofish zuamo, but not in that area, anywhere else where the excrement has already left the body, then this chumrah may not necessarily apply, and therefore Rav Papa is not necessarily arguing with Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, halacha des halacha regarding besuda, the halacha in Hilchus Suda. Odom yoytze lehashtin maim, if a person leaves the middle of a meal in order to urinate, noytel yodoy achas, he has to wash one of his hands before coming in back to the meal, v'nichnas, then he comes back to the meal. As we said before, that the one hand that he used to rub off the nitzotzes, the droplets of urine from his feet, that he has to wash that hands before coming back to the meal. Dibirim chaveri, what happens if he went out to have a shmuz, to talk to his friend, v'hiflig, and he got very delayed, and he came back much later. Then, in that case, noitel shteyodov, he has to wash both hands v'nichnas before coming back into the meal. And since he was out for so long, Rashi says here, shor achas eshtayim, an hour or two, then he definitely was masiach das, he was totally distracted from the meal. Since he was distracted from the meal, it could well be that he wasn't watching his hands, making sure they wouldn't become dirtied. And therefore, since your daim askonio is him, then you have to wash a new netilas yodaim before continuing your meal. Ukeshu noitel, and when he washes his hands, lo yitel mi bachutz v'yikonis. He shouldn't wash outside and then come back into the meal. Rather, he should wash inside. Why? Mipnei chashad, people will accuse him and they'll suspect him of not washing the netilas yodaim again, and therefore come back into the meal and then wash in front of everybody else. Elo nichnas, v'yoshev b'mekoimoy, come in, sit in his place, v'noitel shteyodov, and wash both his hands. And we're talking here about where he was dibirim chaveir v'hiflig, in that case, he has to be noitel shteyodov. U'marzir hatafiach al urchin, and after he washes his hands, the person who's serving everybody, he would take the pitcher of water that this person who had left and come back had used to wash his hands again, and he would send it round to all the guests and say to them, anyone needs to wash their hands, in order to make a statement that this pitcher was used by this person to wash Netilas Yudaim, in order that nobody will accuse him of not having washed Netilas Yudaim. Omer of Chizda. Of Chizda said, Lay Omron, this is only true. That means it's only correct that you have to wash your hands in front of everybody else, otherwise they'll accuse you of not washing your hands. Elo Lishtois. That's only if all you're doing now, you've already finished eating, and all you're doing is continuing to drink. It was common practice to drink after the meal, and that's all you're doing. If they don't see you washing your hands, they might think you're not washing your hands. Avalechil, if you're continuing to eat, noitel mi bachutz, you can even wash outside, v'nichnas, and then come in. The main idea, because everybody will know and will take it for granted that he's washed his hands, because the anino daite is he's a delicate, a person is delicate enough that he would not continue eating without washing his hands after such a long break. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says, "V'ano and me afilu lishtois, even just to drink, nami meide yodi. Everybody will know and take for granted that I washed my hands. Da'anino da'itoi, because I'm a very delicate type of person, and everybody will take for granted that I would not continue the meal in any way, even just drinking, without washing my hands. Nobody will accuse me otherwise, and therefore I can wash outside." And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.